timer has started, and once again, Patrick D. Ryle might not make it through this one. This is probably going to be a rambly one. Let's see how much of my thoughts I can fit into 5 minutes. Earlier this week, my brother and his family had to put down their dog, a cute little pug named Lola, who had been with the family for 16 or 17 years, possibly the longest any pet has been in the family. It makes me sad. She's a good dog and all that. She was definitely old enough that it's not a shame. She lived a rich, full life. About 3 years ago or so, she got lost in the woods for like 3 nights, and I thought she was gone then. And then they found her, and they got her back, and she just kept going. She was a machine. So I am very sad that Lola is gone, but what really makes it sad is that my nephew is sad about it. And I haven't seen him since, but I know he's got a thing about death that actually makes him feel... I can very much relate to the kid for that reason. I don't know if it's hit him yet about his own mortality, which I think I've said probably on here before that it was later for me. He's 5. I probably had the thoughts sooner, but it was 9 as I approached 10 that it really, like, solidified about my own mortality. But Hayden definitely has a thing about other people's mortality. He's asked a lot of questions about my father, who died when he was maybe 2, and now this. I think maybe someone in his school lost a grandparent recently, and possibly that grandparent was around 100 years old, because he often, Hayden, this is, asks me, like, when am I going to be 100? Are you older than Daddy? Are you going to die? He's very worried about losing the people he loves, and that's very sad. I don't really know what else to say about it, but it's a flaw in the system of linear time, I guess. It's pretty much the same thing I've been saying through all of these little recordings, except from the mouth of a 5-year-old at this point. As I say, I have not seen him since Lola had to be put down, so I don't actually know how he's taking it. But the way, when you're tucking him into bed and he's asking you questions about the universe and stuff, I don't have kids of my own, and I don't intend to. In part, I mean, there's a lot of reasons I don't think I'm ever going to have kids, but in part, it is because I do not want to put a death onto someone who has no choice in the matter. Like, if I have a child and bring a child into this world, that child, if they survive long enough, is going to realize that they're going to die, and then they will die. And that's just a lot. Pets are definitely one of the key ways we learn about death in our youth, I think. We get bonded to these animals, and then they're gone way before we are. When I was a teenager, we got a dog. I had been, up till that point, terrified of dogs and did not want one. But we got one anyway, against my advice. We got a puppy, and she grew up and suddenly made me realize how much I love dogs. She was only about 4 years old and got cancer. And we had to put her down. That was Ginger. And I remember the night we put her down. My mother or father, one of them, came to me and asked if I wanted to be there while it happened. And I said, I think my exact words were like, I don't want to be there for that. And I regret that now. I don't think any of us were with her when she got put down. I think we all thought it would be too painful. But I think of it now as Ginger being alone when that happened. And Lola, I don't know if she was alone. I don't actually know. But Lola was old. Ginger was so young. And so, like, happy. Such a good dog. And she was alone, and I regret that. That is, I would say, one of the bigger regrets of my life. I've got plenty of regrets, but one of them was just not being at Ginger's side when she had to die. And I don't think that's the exact thought that Hayden is having right now, but Hayden's missing some part of his life that used to be there. And that's a shame, I think. And that's my time. Yeah, that's it. I'm dead.